Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance, but slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance, but slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah! It's time to Hustle and Shine, reporting live from the Brown and Krupa Studios. It's Brian B. Shine.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 88. Currently, it is my type of weather, 60 and fair skies at Rockhurst.
Heidi!
Little raspy on this Taco Tuesday, huh?
I got a little headache, but the Lord is going to get me through it.
Amen.
I'm powered by his word and by his will.
Yep, fueled by.
You look at you. Okay, fueled by God.
I like that.
I like it too. Yo, we got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. Stacy Shaw, free legal advice at about 7:50. Plus plenty of opportunities for your shot at $1,000 in free fall cash.
And if I'm not mistaken, them polls open up at 7 a.m.
They sure
7
do.
7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Some very important issues on that ballot, including recalling Jackson County Executive Frank White. We got to dive into that. TMG goes down into 23s. Lots of things to talk about in that.
All right, D. I think I need a little nourishment this morning. So I need all the tacos you can give me, with plenty of steak and plenty of chicken, because it is
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Motivate. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Many issues, questions, and perspectives are not simply one way or the other. In a complex world, in a complicated life, there exists much middle ground. It's quick and easy to pass judgment based on a few simple facts. Yet, when you look deeper, you often discover the judgment was premature. Understanding requires time, effort, and connection. You cannot get it from a single data point. Take the time, go to the trouble to develop understanding of other people, and seek to continually deepen that understanding. Because understanding reduces friction, increases cooperation, and produces enduring value. Seek to understand, and you'll discover pathways to mutual fulfillment. When thoughtful understanding replaces snap judgment, all sorts of fruitful possibilities spring to life. Rather than relying on simplistic shortcuts, do the work to understand and to be more fully understood. Your world, your life, and the lives around you will benefit greatly. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
624, high of 88, currently 60 fair skies down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. Some fans are thinking that Ms. Lotto is confirming her relationship with 21 Savage after TMZ asked her a couple questions.
So are you tired of people asking about you know who?
No.
21. So you're not tired of hearing about 21?
Now, I personally watched the video, and I don't think that she heard that lady say 21 Savage. And I think she, you know, she's been just saying her man, my man, my man, my man. That's just been her thing, because she has not been confirming her relationship with 21 Savage. Of course, we have seen we saw online a picture of them on some island or somewhat where they were, you know, allegedly hanging out. But then it's also been alleged that 21 Savage has a wife for a while now. So I don't know if that is still accurate. From the quick research I do see online, it does say 21 Savage has a wife still. So that's, I think, another reason why there's been a lot of debate on what, who the wife is, all these things. Who knows? I don't know.
My divorce.
How about that?
Guess she hitting that, was she on that Clarissa Shields vibe? There's been a lot of that going around. That's crazy.
Yikes.
Switch it over to some good marriage propaganda. During Media Day, NBA star Donovan Mitchell spoke so highly of his fiance, Coco Jones.
My dog. I love her to death. She's amazing. She's an amazing human being. She brings me peace. Getting to spend time with her on tour was something that was very unique, because you realize that she travels and works just as hard as we do. And to be able to call her my fiance, my wife, is a blessing. So I'm grateful.
Hope now she ain't singing all the time.
That's that marriage propaganda I like right there. They sound like
but
they
you
are
don't like mine?
Well, I'm just saying that you be trying to just tell people to get married. These people sound like they match each other. And they actually are madly in love with each other. And I'm for that. Shout
I'm
out to them.
I'm telling people to get in a mindset. To stop double tapping on Instagram all the time. To stop getting caught up in the thirst traps.
You can still like pictures.
No, you can't. No, you can't. See, that's the problem
strict.
Right there. That is the problem right there.
The problem is people's intention after they like a picture. Bruh, if you DM somebody, that's weird.
If you like a picture, I'm just be real with y'all. Fellas,
this must be from a man's perspective.
If you liking a picture with a girl twerking, or she in a bikini or something, or she's scantily clad,
I don't even feel like that would be down your timeline. So yeah,
no.
Now what you doing?
People be posting whatever.
Yeah.
So if you just got to get out of that mindset, that's what I be saying.
So what you got to do? Just scroll and see it.
You need to either unfriend them. Or get rid of them somehow, some way.
Figure it out, married folk.
You better.
Figure it out.
Or else you're going to be...
divorce.
You're going to be out here like Cardi and them.
Yikes, yeah.
My divorce.
How about that?
This is Dayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Join Hot 103 Jams and giving hope and help for the 13th annual Feminine Hygiene Period Products Drive and Expo. Saturday, October 18th. MCC Penn Valley Education Center, 3201 Southwest Traffic Way, noon to 3 p.m. Donate new pads, tampons, menstrual cups, feminine wash, individually wrapped feminine wipes, panty liners, and more. The drive will also feature domestic violence agencies, local small businesses, and community nonprofits who will share their free resources and services. And the Hustle and Shine in the Morning will definitely be there October 18th. Looking forward to seeing you there as well. Well, today is a day that voters will decide whether to recall Jackson County Executive Frank White Jr. And of course, residents have raised concerns about property assessments, taxes, Royals and Chiefs Stadium proposals. This is all under White's tenure. Now, what will happen after today if things go with recalling Frank White? Well, the county charter explained this process, that White would have to vacate the office after the election offices certify the results. The Jackson County Election Board plans to certify those results on October 6th. And then the board hopes to certify, the Kansas City Election Board hopes to certify everything by October 8th. Both have until October 14th to certify everything. So at that point, they'll pick a temporary appointee, and that appointee must be from the same political party as White, so they have to be a Democrat. So within 30 days of that appointment, the 9-member legislator has to agree to an appointee who will serve the position until January 1st, 2027.
Understood. So that means, Kansas City, you need to take your power to the polls. They open up at 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., and of course, it is your right to leave work to go vote.
Ooh, thank you for that. I might leave you by yourself in a second, huh?
That's cool. Go ahead and handle your business.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Big love to the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine shout out line. Shout out and a happy birthday, a fifth birthday to granddaughter Azaya. Your grandma love you. Also, shout out to India, JL, and Jackson, and White L. Shout out to Jaden, Cameron, Nevaeh, and Carter. Your dad said he love y'all. Big love to cousin Anita Primer. Shout out to Crystal that sent us some love to her. Happy heavenly love to her mom, Brenda. Big love there. Happy Sweet 16 to Macy Redmond from Oak Grove. Hope you are having an amazing day. To Renata. Who else we got on this Hustle and Shine text line? And of course, Rich Harris, he hit us up just letting us know happy Taco Tuesday. Bring us some, no, I ain't gonna put that on you, man.
I will. Some El Latino or something, dog.
Look, you said something. Shout out to all the cousins that always hit that Hustle and Shine text line. We appreciate you so much.
Also, shout out to Washington High School. They'll reopen this morning, D, after classes were dismissed early yesterday when a gas leak was discovered near the campus. KCK Public Schools said that students will return on a normal schedule today after that temporary closure. So the decision to close the building was made after precaution to ensure, you know, the safety of the students and staff. Gas was detected outside of the building, D, and Kansas Gas Service confirmed that its crews found a gas leak on a customer-owned line nearby. That service was shut off so parents could be remade. But, yeah, all classes and activities are expected to resume today for them Washington Wildcats over there in KCK, man. Y'all have a good day at school, y'all.
Yeah, big love.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
723, high of 88, currently 61 at Southeast High School. Comedian Monique and her trainer Dwight Holt Jr. talk about the Monique movement and knowing your why.
One of the best things that I've ever done, because not only is it saving my life,
yeah,
but it's saving your life.
Yeah.
You know,
you say she keeps it real.
Yes, real, real.
When Monique doesn't want to get up to work out,
as long as she knows her why, she will do anything. If I want to add 5 more minutes to it, I'm like, hey, the grandkids, hey, the children, hey, the husband, and she keeps going.
So the Monique Movement is a free community-focused wellness program created, of course, by Monique. But I think that that is definitely dope because you do have to understand the reason why you want healthier living. And that also includes that diet. And we have a lot of those type of conversations here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, which is it's important to focus on your health because when you get older, that's when you start to reflect back and be like, man, all the hot chips I was eating in my 20s ain't doing me no good right now. But it matters.
So let me tell y'all something. Y'all know if you've been listening to me on this here station, you have seen my transformation. Because at one point, I was way, way too big. I'll get into that one day. Not comfortable doing that now. Mm-hmm. But just know that probably almost 150 of that is gone.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And stop it.
No, you ain't gonna do all that. Because I remember when I met you at that point,
oh, God,
and now seeing
looking terrible.
And now knowing you now, like you really committed to it. So shout out to you.
I appreciate you, man. It's just that now being 40, I'm 11 years from when my daddy died. And he didn't live a healthy lifestyle at all. So the more information that we get and we know, the more reasons why we have to work out. It's more because of what I just stated and my future kids and my brothers.
Yo, why?
Exactly. So you got to keep that in your head, y'all. And what goes into your body, and I'm just now knowing this, and some people in the car is doing it, giving me a Deanna right now. Duh. But like, seriously, when you grow up in a toxic environment when it comes to food.
A lot of us do, yeah.
You don't know.
You don't know it's wrong.
And you're broke, and so you're eating to survive instead of eating
to live healthy. Eating them high-sodium noodles and everything.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got to talk about that another day.
Yeah.
Jermaine Dupri, he takes us inside of the studio of how they created what the hook going to be.
The hook of the song is actually a question that was actually asked. Nelly came in there like, yo, what the hook going to be? I don't think me or Murphy had a hook. And we both was like, I don't know what the hook going to be. I think the way it was said, it sounded like the hook. And Nelly was like, that's the hook.
It's as simple as that sometimes, seriously. Yeah. And it becomes, some of those simplistic processes become the best songs. This is a definition of an underrated 2000s jam to me.
Underrated? I think it gets overplayed. And you know,
I love the song, but
I feel like this is a mainstream song. Like
who,
this wasn't a
who be playing it.
I just feel like it's not. I don't know. We'll dive into that
I
on the
ain't
stream.
Heard nobody play this.
We
got to
get on the stream. We'll talk about that on the stream. Now, last but not least, The other topic that was going on Twitter/X on yesterday, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. They go at it. Too many tweets to repeat, but some of the highlights include Nicki using Cardi's lyrics as a joke and saying Cardi B is Barney B because of how she raps. Now, there's a lyric that Cardi said on, I believe, Magnet on her recent album, which is A, B, C, D, E, F, G. These can't mess with me. So Nicki Minaj did a play on that all night long, and the bars were crazy. Then Cardi B fired back with some digs and then also said, why you keep bringing up my album? It's not the gag you think it is. You've been in the game 16 years. You need to compare yourself to your peers that started around your time. And then this also ended
Jay-Z?
Up... That's a little bit old school. I don't think so. There's also been an alleged phone leak of Cardi B screaming and threatening to beat up Ice Spice, and this is all allegedly, over a comment she made. Now, I did hear the audio. It was too bad to play. Now, the question is, will all of this lead to an actual diss record? And all these tweet and deletes and all these posts.
Ain't it Ayana?
She would say, not on my watch.
What's a diss record going to do to this? Besides pouring gasoline on the fire.
I wanted this. Look, might as well.
Look at you.
Well, violence. I mean, y'all wanted, Cardi, y'all wanted Kendrick and Drake to go at it. And they did a good job of record after record. And I would love to see the females do it. Nicki been itching for it. Come on. Let's do it.
What's up, KC? This your boy, Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103.
That Hustle Hard, Shine Bright community spotlight is popping off every single Friday right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning at 7:52 a.m. Just make sure that you go ahead and nominate your community MVP, somebody who's really putting on for Kansas City, somebody whose hard work definitely does not get recognized enough. Nominate that person who you think is a real MVP community at kprs.com for that Hustle Hard, Shine Bright community spotlight. One nominee will win a $250 gift card Friday, October 31st, 7:52 a.m. Caring about the community for 75 years, we are Hot 103 Jams. D, real quick before we move on, I forgot to shout out a couple people yesterday from our Buck Tui Hot 103 Jams tailgate that we had over the weekend at Arrowhead. Okay. Shannon Cooper from Pift Local. She got these special beverages that you should definitely check out. Shout out to Plift.
Special is crazy.
Very special. Very special, man. So shout out to Shannon Cooper for that. And then my dog, Charlie R. Hold on, let me say his right name right. Charlie Arellano. Ooh, there we go. Shout out to Charlie Arellano.
Cousin.
So he's been sitting by me at Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. Like, we had almost the same season tickets for almost, like, I don't know, 9 years or so.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
And so, like, we've been, like, kind of, like, season ticket neighbors.
The Rich Boy Club.
He didn't know that I was on Hustle and Shine in the morning because I really don't be publicizing and none of that.
You right.
Know,
you just be there, you know, watching chilling. The game. Yeah.
So I told him that. I was like, bruh, yeah, I do a little radio. I do a little DJing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so now, you know, he's tapping in to Hustle and Shine.
Hey.
Had to shout my dog out, man. Appreciate you. So, yeah, he was listening to our last segment that we had about weight loss and all of that. And, you know, he kind of identified with that, too. So, shout out to all the cousins, man. We just trying to uplift everybody this morning.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
It's time to tap into the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning. What you got?
Good morning. Today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're going to be talking about high-speed chases. I've had a few young people come through lately that have been charged with high-speed chases with the police, and one of them ended up getting a felony. So what I told the mom the day before we found out that he was going to be charged with a felony is that if you are a parent with a teen and you are letting them borrow your car and you know they are speeding, they have an issue, you want to make sure that, number one, you get an umbrella policy. Because as the owner of a vehicle, you are also going to be liable if the driver of the vehicle gets into a car accident, especially if there's catastrophic injuries. That could be a life-changing economic decision. And so you definitely want to make sure that you have current insurance, that you get an umbrella policy. And if your teen has a history of speeding, especially if you know about it, they've gotten a lot of tickets, then you're going to probably take those keys till they can start acting right. Maybe put them in a driving class, because any evidence that you knew that they had a propensity to speed could also be used against you. Make sure you're talking to your children about the consequences, because the most heartbreaking thing in some of these cases, I've also gotten a call where a man was driving to work, innocent bystander in his car. He was the victim. He was killed when a young person was in a high-speed car chase. It's also happened to some of my staff members. And so it's really important that you're telling them the consequences can be life-changing, not only for them, but also for people that don't have anything to do with it. And so if your teen is charged with high speeding, make sure that you definitely contact an attorney and see what their options are going to be to see if they can keep it off of their license. And there are some really good driving schools that if you know that your teen has an issue, that they can channel some of that energy into something positive. So I do, of course, handle car accidents, but always answer questions about situations just like this. You can call me at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StacyShawLaw.com and all social media at StacyShawLaw. And I love when you jump in my DMs. So to all of my little babies going to school, especially Ace Prep, where my nieces go to school, Elk Grove Elementary, I know they're tapping in, and all of my friends and clients at Waste Management, thank you so much for tapping in and keeping with me. I know that you all are going to do something amazing today, and so until I hear from you again, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Brian Indiano, where was my shout out? My name is Yaya, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
D, this story is crazy. A Kansas City woman has been charged after allegedly beating a man to death with a hammer and lighting the apartment on fire a week later. Diana A. Brown has been charged with second-degree murder, second-degree arson, armed criminal action, and tampering with physical evidence. Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson announced yesterday the Kansas City Fire Department responded to a fire just before 1 a.m. on September 19th on Kensington and Independence Ave. Now, after extinguishing the fire, firefighters discovered a man's body inside the apartment. The man was reportedly lying on a bed frame with severe burns, head trauma, and some signs of decomposition, court documents said. Kansas City Fire Department, D, responded to a fire just before that 1 a.m. Near Kensington. And I just can't think of the horror that some of these firefighters have to deal with this. I just don't understand what would go through a person to make them do this, unless there was something mental involved, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. But this is just some of the things that's going on in our community that we got to let people know about, man.
Definitely unfortunate news to hear.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 87, currently 63 at Research Hospital. During an episode of The View, Whoopi Goldberg criticized the creation of AI actors and how much it lacks human connection.
The problem with this is that you are up against something that's been generated with 5,000 other actors. You know, it's got Betty Davis's attitude. It's got this one's, it's got Humphrey Bogart's
lips. Whoopi's humor.
It's got my humor. Thank you, darling. It's a little bit of an unfair advantage, but you know what? Bring it on.
Yeah.
Because you can always tell them from us.
You can. You could tell AI videos if you deep fakes, all of that.
Yeah, to an extent. Some of them fakes on Twitter are a little bit.
I agree.
A little bit hard. You got to look a little bit harder for sure nowadays.
But I will say, the human connection will always be the number one thing that, to me, differentiates this AI stuff from real life human interactions. But my concern with this is how 2-year-olds now or 5-year-olds now perceive all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Are they even going to want human connection? Mm-hmm. Are they even going to desire
That's
any
a good
of that?
Question.
So I don't know, dog.
Yeah, text us what you think about AI. 816-900-4103. Now, Tyrese, he's been in the headlines a few different times. This time he has a warrant out for his arrest, not because of the child support, but his Buckhead community are calling him out after the actor's 4 Cane Corso dogs were accused of roaming the area and it fatally attacked another dog.
Oh, no.
Yes. So the Fulton County Police Animal Services confirmed that that arrest has been issued for him. And it also goes on to say, I believe that one of his, or maybe all of them, have now, they killed an innocent animal.
Oh, no, they got to go.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy how I've really turned into a dog person.
Really?
Fam, I wasn't dealing with no dogs before my wife. But now little Kingston, you know, he's came into my life and really, no, he's really changed how I feel about pets and animals. Because before Kingston, I judged y'all who was treating your dogs like your family members. I'm like, what are y'all doing? This is a dog, bro.
But lately you haven't.
Oh no, it's completely flipped, baby. Kingston's my baby boy. That's my dog.
Oh, I literally love it.
So
signs of a good pet owner.
Well, I think if you treat animals right, it's a sign that you treat people right.
Yeah.
You got to treat all of God's creatures the same.
And that's how you got to act, just like that.
I just want my baby.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those charming, romantic, and a little unreliable ladies.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
A happy birthday to R&B singer and a member of 112. Happy birthday, Slim. Happy heavenly birthday to blues singer and songwriter Frankie Lyman. A happy birthday to reality star Shay Johnson, a.k.a. Bucky. A happy birthday to singer and actress Mickey Howard. Sending over a major happy birthday to soul and gospel singer and the mother of the late Whitney Houston. Happy birthday to Sissy Houston. And last but not least, sending over a birthday shout out to songwriter, rapper, record producer, who's known for his auto-tune in all of his hits. Happy birthday to T-Pain.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Sending birthday love to Marvin Kirkwood, Carl Hall, and Coco Living Life. Happy birthday, Remy Robinson and September Sapphire. We're sending birthday love to Natalie Chanel, Sir Excellence, and everybody else born on September 30th. Happy birthday, Libra. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car. Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib. Yeah. Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Janice.
Hey, girl, what you doing?
I'm good. I'm going to work.
Janice, what that check engine light looking like?
It's looking like it's off.
You sure?
Yes, it's finally off.
Okay, that's good. I love that for you. Yeah. Hopefully, I can join you too. Get this light up off.
That's real suspicious.
Yes, get it done.
I don't know if I believe that all the way, Diva. We'll process.
Damn. We want to get you qualified for a chance to win $1,000 in free fall cash, but you got to finish these lyrics for us. You ready?
Let's go.
I know the club goes at 3. What's the chance that you were rolling with me? Back to the crib. So you know I'm leaning. Let's get forget what we did.
We got money in the bank. Oh, oh, oh.
What? What?
Buddy, what you think?
You got to be kidding me.
Money in the bank. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh,
man.
Buddy, what you think?
So what part of the city you from?
I mean, not Kansas, but Kansas City.
That sounds a little Blue Springs to me. We'll take it. Hey! What version you been listening to?
Yeah, I don't know what version. That might be the kids' bop version. I don't know. But it sounded a little bit decent, cousin. All right, your name is now qualified for a chance to win $1,000 in free fall cash. That means 3 different dates. They will be calling and announcing who's going to get that money. So your name is now entered into that hat. If you get it, what would you spend it on?
I'm going to give me a place to stay for me and my baby.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Making that real money.